Thakur describes as four types of asat trishna, or material desires. So, we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Madhya Lila chapter 12. I'll just read a couple of verses from this chapter about the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. So, Kaviraj Goswami describes how Mahaprabhu, he requested to some of the attendants of the king that you please make some arrangement to clean the Gundicha temple. Kashi Mishra and Sarvabhauma with the charger. This Gundicha temple, this the name Gundicha is the name of the wife of Maharaj Indrajumna. So it's named after her. It's a very ancient temple. But it's interesting, this festival that we saw today, this is not a traditional festival. It's not mentioned in Skanda Purana. This is a festival that was inaugurated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu called for all his devotees and he had them clean the Gundicha temple. And after everything was clean, Kaviraj Goswami describes what happened. After this incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle amongst the devotees and he began to pick up all kinds of straw, grains of sand and dirty things. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the strains and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collections, and I shall ask whoever's collected less than the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. In this way, all the quarters of the Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and purified mind. When the water from the different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean.
Mata Puradvara Adipata Jata
सकल सदिला खाए जे ने बनाए खाता. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was all done. Srila Prabhupada's given a long purport. In commenting on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. In commenting, what's that? We're going to come here and sit down.
I'm sorry, just...
I'll just read some sections from the book. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse his heart, as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshashtaka, Chaita Darpana Marjana.
Hogyha valaki akarja látni Krishnát, aki a szívében helyezkedik el, először meg kell tisztítani a szívét, ahogy a Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a Shikshashtakájában elmondja, Chaita Darpana Marjana.
Stage, everyone's heart is unclean. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Hridyantya Shoya Bhadrani. To wash all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. The first result will be that the heart is cleansed, Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17 also confirms this statement. Shunvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridyantya Shoya Bhadrani Vidhanoti Suritsatam. Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is a Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. If the devotee at all wants to cleanse his heart, he must chant and hear the glories of the Lord. Sri Krishna, Shinvatam Swakata Krishna. This is a simple process. Krishna himself will help cleanse the heart because he is already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living within the heart, and the Lord wants to give directions, but one has to keep his heart as clean as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. The devotee therefore has to cleanse his heart just as the Lord cleansed the Gundicha temple. In this way one can be pacified and enriched in devotional service. If the heart is filled with straw, grains of sand, weeds or dust, in other words, anyabilasa purna, one cannot enthrone the Supreme Personality of Godhead there. The heart must be cleansed of all material motives brought about through fruit of work, speculative knowledge, the mystic yoga system, and so many other forms of so-called meditation. The heart must be cleansed without ulterior motive. As Srila Rupa Goswami says, anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam. In other words, there should not be any external motive. One should not attempt material upliftment, understanding the Supreme by speculative knowledge, fruitive activity, severe austerity and penance, and so on. All these activities are against the natural growth of spontaneous love of Godhead. As soon as these are present within the heart should be understood to be unclean and therefore unfit to serve as Krishna's sitting place. We cannot perceive the Lord's presence in our hearts unless our hearts are cleansed. Material desire is explained as a desire to enjoy the material world to its fullest extent. In modern language, this is called economic development. An inordinate desire for economic development is considered to be like straws and grains of sand within the heart. If one is overly engaged in material activity, the heart will always remain disturbed. So this pastime of Gundicha Marjana is a very important pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For us to meditate on the meaning of this pastime. We speak a lot about Rath Yatra and the meaning of Rath Yatra taking Jagannath, Krishna to Vrindavan, but we don't speak very much, generally the devotees, about Gundicha Marjana. Not today. Some people were going for Gundicha Marjana, but not so many. But tomorrow we'll see thousands, hundreds of thousands of people be coming for Rath Yatra. Gundicha Marjana is something like the appearance of Lord Balaram. Not so many people in India observe the appearance day of Lord Balaram, but almost everyone observes Janmashtami, Krishna's appearance. There's a deep purport to the appearance of Lord Balaram. Acharyas have described that, what is the necessity? Why did Balaram appear first in the womb of Devaki and then was transferred to the womb of Rohini? The answer Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and other Acharyas give is that before Krishna appears, the womb of Devaki, or before Krishna appears in the heart of the person, has to be purified by Lord Balaram. Before Jagannath Krishna appears for Rath Yatra, we have to cleanse our hearts. We have to cleanse the Gundicha Mandir. And that cleansing of the Gundicha Mandir has a great purport to it. In his purport, he speaks about how the Lord is teaching us that we have to purify our hearts of anarthas. To know what is the meaning of the word anartha. Artha, we say that dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Artha means something which is desired or some goal that we want. Anartha simply means something which is really not wanted, an unwanted thing. It's a very simple point. Krishna says in the Gita that anyavilasita shunyam, excuse me, Rupa Goswami says like that, but Krishna says in Gita, vyavasayatmika buddhi eke hakuru nandana, that you should be one-pointed on this path. So our real goal is to become one-pointed. Our goal is not just to cleanse the Gundicha temple. Our goal is to bring Jagannath there. Krishna Jagannath, he won't come to our heart while our heart is dirty. This Bhajan Rahasya, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he's described that the different verses of the Shikshashtaka, they correspond to the different stages of devotional service. He says a verse, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, indicates Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. It indicates that in the beginning, we have to have faith and we have to have association with devotees. That first verse describes that Kirtaniyasa Daharihi, by association with those devotees, we come to the platform of Bhajana Kriya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that with the words Durdaivam Idrisamihajani Nanaragaha, Nanaragaha, that I am so unfortunate, Durdaivam, Mahaprabhu says, I have no attachment for the holy name. He says that by this, Mahaprabhu is indicating the platform what's known as Anishita Bhajana Kriya, unsteady devotional service. So this Anishita Bhajana Kriya is in the platform of anartha yukta vasta, the platform of having anarthas in our heart. Bhajana Rahasya Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if we want to advance, we have to give up our anarthas. Commenting on this second verse in Bhajana Rahasya, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he describes, what are these anarthas? He says, Maya Mugdasha Jivasha Gheya Anartas Tutur Vidaha Hridur Bhaldyam Chaparadho Asat Trishna Tattva Vibramaha. There's four types, four different divisions of anarthas. Maya Mugdasha Jivasha, the living entity who's afflicted by Maya. This is Maya has two potencies, Prakshikatmika Shakti and Varanatmika Shakti. The bewildering potency of Arnatmika Shakti and the Prapshik Atmika Shakti, the potency which she degrades the living entity. Those living entities who are attracted by Maya, they have these four types of anarthas. So those four anarthas are Hridoya Durbalja, which means weakness of heart, Parad, all different types of offenses, Krishna, material desires, Sattva Vibrama, illusion about spiritual knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that these anarthas, they lead to material bondage, which lead to misery. Bhaktivinoda Thakur then gives different verses to describe each one of these four anarthas. He speaks first about tattva vibhraman, or illusion about spiritual knowledge. He says there's four types of tattva vibhraman. Tattve paratattve cha sadhya sadhana tattvayo virodhi vishayi chaiva tattva brahmas chatur vidaha. The first is swatattva brahma, illusion about one's own identity. Illusion about one's own identity means we have to understand who we are in tattva. We have some illusion about ourself, we won't be able to progress properly. Illusions about ourself, they're called in Sanskrit upadis, or designations. And Rupa Goswami says that sarvupadiva nirmuktam tatpratvina nirmalam. We have to give up all those upadis, all those designations. Upadis are very much like dresses that you can go and buy in the shop. When we were a small child, we had a little playhouse. And in our playhouse, we had so many different costumes. We had an army costume and a cowboy costume and a policeman uniform and a lady's dress. And we would put those dresses on, different dresses, and we would pretend, now I'm a cowboy because I was dressed like that. Now I'm a lady. Now I'm a policeman. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, many times devotees become a little bewildered because they have a crisis of identity. They don't know, who am I now? When we joined, we thought, I'm a computer nerd, or I'm a hippie, I have a great collection of Levi's jeans, or I'm a beautiful woman and I have so many nice dresses and this and that. I like rock and roll music, that's who I am. These things, our collection of Levi's jeans and our record collection and our understanding of the computer, these things were our identities. We identified that I am a record collector, I am a person who has the coolest jeans, I am the best computer nerd, I am the most beautiful woman. We identify with all these ideas. Many devotees, most people when they come to the Krishna conscious movement, most of them who leave in the very first early days. They find it very difficult to overcome this initial entrance into Krishna consciousness. They have a crisis of identity. All of a sudden, they don't know who they are. I can't identify myself anymore in these ways. Identifying and saying, I'm a Hare Krishna, but what does it mean to be a Hare Krishna? I don't even know very much about Krishna conscious philosophy, and I'm not a senior devotee, and there's just not much of an identity to give me. If we don't give up this anartha, of svatattva brahma, misunderstanding about ourself, this upadis, we can't begin the Krishna consciousness. They say, I'm not interested in this Hare Krishna thing because I am a beautiful woman and beautiful women don't do this. I am a masculine guy and tough men don't do this. Or I'm a computer nerd and computer nerds don't. Because their upadis, their designations are getting in the way of understanding themselves as a spirit soul. So Srila Prabhupada was very kind in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. They introduced a new thing in Krishna consciousness to help us new persons who are just coming. Introduced the institution. In the institution, I can identify that yes, I'm part of ISKCON Budapest, I'm part of ISKCON Los Angeles, that's me. I have some designation then. And that upadi, which is not really us, ultimately, but it helps us. It helps us to stay. It helps us to practice devotional service. And in accordance with the institution, Srila Prabhupada also gave other designations. I am a temple president. I am a sannyasi. I am. Aham. This is me. I am this thing. I am a preacher. I am a husband. I am a wife within this Krishna conscious movement. These are Daivivanashram. These are things which are helping us, but in and of themselves, they're not really our real ultimate identity. These are things which can help us. They can help us to dovetail our neophyte propensity, our neophyte need to have an upadi, a designation. This will help us. But at the same time, It's not our eternal designation in the spiritual world that I'm the eternal temple president, I'm the eternal, eternally I work in the gift shop, eternally I'm a sannyasi. We have to understand our position according to where we are. We're on the platform of Vaidhi Bhakti. There's three types of persons, of sadhaks, according to Balade Vidyabhushan. He says there's a Swanishita sadhak, the Parinishita sadhak, and the Nirapeksha sadhak. The Swanishita sadhak is someone who thinks, yes, this is me. I am this Varnanashram, and I have to do this thing. If someone is a Swanishita sadhak, but they continue the practice of Nam Bhajan, eventually their heart will become purified. They'll understand that, no, this is not really me. And I don't have to do these things, all this Vanashram things, this is not actually me. They come to the platform then of Parinishtita. They become a little higher. And they understand that I don't have to do these things, but I'm doing these things. I'm accepting Grihasthashram. I'm accepting these different designations because this will help me. If we continue to do our bhajan, we'll come to the platform of being a nirapeksha sadhak, or a self-realized soul. And the self-realized soul, the nirapeksha, they may act according to vanashrama, they may not act according to vanashrama. One of these points that Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about is a very, very deep subject. And if we really meditate on it and go through the literatures of Srila Prabhupada and other things, we could speak about these things for many, many days. But we want to just give a summary of these different anartas. So the first type of tattva vibhrama, or illusion about spiritual knowledge, is swatattva brahma, illusion about our own identity. The second type is paratattva brahma, illusion about the Supreme Lord. We should understand something about the nature of Krishna. Rupa Goswami has given us Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and he's described the 64 different qualities of Krishna. It's important that we understand these qualities of Krishna, otherwise how can we be attracted to him? Understand the qualities of Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchitananda Vigraha, Nadir Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karnam, that he's eternal, he's full of bliss, he's a supreme controller. Why will we consider that we should worship him? The third type of tattva vibhrama, or spiritual illusion, is Sadhya Sadhana Brahma. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's given us Harinam Chintamani. Sometimes devotees, they seem to think that someone is advanced because there's, but those things are not bhakti. It's very difficult to see tattva vibhrama. This is a misunderstanding. If we have this conception that these things are really good, and because these different types of renunciation are, even I've seen sometimes devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's written some articles, Pratibimba Bhakti Abhas, of the two, a shadow or a reflection, see my shadow behind me. So of the two, Pratibimba Bhakti Abhas, he says that Chaya Bhakti Abhas, those devotees, it seems that the Pratibimba Bhaktivinoda Thakur says no. He says that, so if we remain forever as Bahim, if we think like that, if we make that mistake, then we will have a, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes as four types of Asat Trishna, or material desires. Hikesh Vaishana Para, Trikeshu Trishana Subha, Bhuti Vanshama Mukshacha, Hyasat Trishna Chutur Vidaha. He says there's four types of material desires. Desire for material objects. Devotees, they want to have very nice furniture, and very nice flat to live in, and a nice car, and very nice clothes, and like that. Meaning that we have to dress in rags and live in a mud hut. Vijayanidhi, he was a very, very wealthy Vaishnava. Yudhisthira Maharaj is a very wealthy Vaishnava. But the difference is, they weren't striving for those things. That opulence came to them automatically. And then they accepted that opulence and they used it in Krishna's service. But if we have a strong desire for material opulence and we strive for that, that can be an obstacle for us. First type of Asat Trishna, material desire, is desire for material objects. The second is desire for heavenly comforts. I knew one devotee in Los Angeles, a Prabhupada disciple even. You'd ask him, he really wanted to go to the heavenly planets. That was his desire. if we keep a desire like that, that'll be a great obstruction in our advancement in devotion. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that desire for mystic powers people have sometimes. And the fourth one is a desire for liberation. Even desiring liberation can be an impediment for devotion. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he cites another shloka to describe the four different types of aparad anarthas. Krishna nama surupeshu tadiyachit kanishcha gheya bhuruganar nityam aparadas chatur vidaha. He says there's nama aparad, there's surup aparad, offense to the form of the Lord, Vaishnava aparad, offense to the devotees, and jiva aparad, offense to other living entities. You know, these are very big subjects. There's 10 different types of offenses to the holy name. Sarupa aparad means the different offenses to the deity. Rupa Goswami gives two different lists in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Vaishnava aparad, sadhu ninda, and even jiva aparad. We shouldn't offend even ordinary living entities. These four types of offenses are a very, very big subject matter, which you could, if you wanted to analyze it in depth, you could spend months on each one of them. We're just going to briefly mention it. He says there's four types of pridoya dorbalja, or weakness of heart. Tucha shakti kutinati matsarajam swa pratistita. Pridur bhal yam budai sasvad gyeyam kila chatur bidam. He says that. He says attaching to things which are not related to Krishna, deceitfulness, kutinati or fault finding, enviousness and desire for fame. These are the four different types of weakness of heart. Tucha shakti, when we become attached to things which are very insignificant in this world, things that are not related to Krishna, these things, these attachments, can become an impediment, an anartha, in our devotional service. Kutinati, which Prabhupada in other places describes as doing politics, or here it's translated as deceitfulness or fault finding. Kutinati is a very, very terrible impediment in devotional service, and it comes to people who are not simple. It comes to persons who don't have strong faith in bhakti is a solution to all problems. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami, he says that Shraddha Sabde Visvaskahi Suddhanishchoy Krishna Bhakti Koyali Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. The Shraddha, real faith, means the firm conviction. All that I have to do is bhakti, and bhakti will take care of everything. Everybody in this world is going to sooner or later see problems and duplicity and things that are wrong in the institution, things that are wrong in this world. It's natural. Sooner or later, we're all going to see certain things which are wrong. How we deal with that, how we go about solving those problems, what we do, indicates what kind of faith we have. Someone sees some problems in the leaders in the society, and they decide, ha, these guys are such rascals, they're cheaters, and maybe they even are. So I'm going to expose them, I'm going to reform them, I'm going to write so many things about it, I'm going to campaign against them, I'm going to tell everyone, I'm going to expose these rascals. What does that tell us? What kind of faith do they have? Their activity indicates that they have faith in the process of criticism, in the process of expose, exposing different people's faults. They think this is going to solve the problem. It indicates that they really don't have faith in the process of chanting Hare Krishna. That's nice. Yes, we should chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said so. But if we don't expose these rascals, if we don't say, if we don't tell people what bad things they're doing, then people will be cheated. They think it's so important that we have to tell everyone these things. It's okay. We consider them to be like children in spiritual life. Just continue to chant. They continue to try to follow this process. Then eventually those anarthas will go away and they'll realize, I'm just being childish. this is not going to solve the problems. It's not going to purify the heart of a jiva by criticizing him and by pointing out his faults. Actually, they'll realize that by chanting Hare Krishna, everything will be solved. All problems will be solved. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, this chanting should go on. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions, this chanting should go on. So, someone who takes up the process of Kutinati and thinks that this is going to solve the problems, they're not simple. Have faith that just by chanting Hare Krishna, all of our problems will be solved. Prabhupada said, this is a supreme movement for reform. And our only process for reform is to chant Hare Krishna. This Kutinati, this is an anartha. This is something which gets in the way. It clouds our vision, and we can't see what is our real goal. It sucks away our faith in the process of chanting the holy name is a solution to all problems. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that a third type of weakness of heart, Hridorbalja, is Matsarja, enviousness, being envious of other persons. That's also a great anartha in the heart. Prabhupada, in his purports, he speaks in many different places about how we have to become free from envy. Becoming free from envy is a very, very important thing to cultivate in our bhajan, in our association with devotees. The 11th canto of the Bhagavatam describes paraspara anukatanam bhavanam bhagavadyasha. We have to learn how to associate with devotees. So the verse says that we learn to associate by hearing and chanting. The process of associating with devotees means to hear and chant together. In his purport to that verse, Sridhar Swami, in his Bhavartha Deepika, the original commentator on Bhagavatam, he says that devotees have to give up envy in their association with each other. They have to give up matsarja. So we associate with devotees by hearing and chanting. Again, to the Bhagavatam says, Satam prasangam mama virjasam bhavo bhavanti ritkarna risayana kata tajosan asa bhavargavartmani shadha bhaktir Shraddha Ratir Bhakti Anukramishyati. Anukramishyati, that from Shraddha to Shraddha Rati, from Shraddha to Rati, some attraction to Bhakti, these things come consecutively. And our Acharyas have described this means from Vaidhi Bhakti to Bhav Bhakti to Prema Bhakti. And this verse says that to advance in these platforms, we need to have some nectar, some medicine. It's Rasayana Katha, the topics of Krishna. Where do we get that Rasayana? Where do we get that medicine? What shop can we purchase it at? Describe Satam Prasangam Mama Virja Samvido. The Krishna's Mama Virja Samvido, his topics are there. Satam Prasangam, in association with Satjanas, in association of pure devotees. Satam Prasangam means in association with pure devotees, but there's another meaning to that also. It doesn't mean, Satam Prasangam doesn't just mean that I'm going and standing next to my Gurudev so I get my picture taken with him so I can show everybody. That's not Sadhu Sangha. Satam Prasangam means we're associating with them in a pure way, in a sat way, by hearing topics of Hari Katha. But we have to associate free from matsarja, free from envy. Envy can manifest in different ways. If we're thinking, why will I go to Bhagavatam class today? The devotee who's speaking has only been a devotee for 1 year and he doesn't know so many verses. I know so much better than him. Why will I go and hear from him? Huh? That's envy. The purpose of our Bhagavatam classes are not to provide a forum for all great personalities to come and collect disciples and followers. But the purpose of our Bhagavatam class is to share Hari Katha. It's true that the function of Sadguru is to speak Sabda Brahma, and the function of the Sishya is to hear. Same way that it's a function of the Guru to worship the deity, and it's a function of the disciple to attend and serve and assist the Guru. Therefore, we see that Srila Prabhupada, he installed the deities, and Prabhupada personally sometimes would offer arti to the deities and offer bhoga to them. Srila Prabhupada would give class on the Bhagavatam, and we would all listen. So today, when we go to the temples, we see there's a pujari standing on the altar, offering artik to the deity, and all the devotees standing in the temple room doing kirtan. That pujari is doing the same thing that Srila Prabhupada was doing. Just because that pujari is doing that, it doesn't mean that pujari is a pure devotee. He's doing that as his service. Similarly, speaking Harikatha, that's our service. It doesn't mean that we're better. We have a designated speaker, and we have designated listeners. And we have a Vaishnav Sangha. And if that assembly, that Sangha of Vaishnavas, the Harikatha is to be present, we have to give up Matsarja, or envy. Therefore, the Bhagavatam says, Nimratsaram Satam Vedyam. Only persons who are free from envy, only they can understand the Bhagavatam. Envious persons who are sitting there, oh, why is he saying this? He said, they can't understand what's being said. Expect them to always be perfect. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're doing it as a service. They're trying to repeat what they've heard and what they've read. So the listeners, to properly get the benefit of association with devotees, to properly get the benefit of Harikatha, they have to be free from Matsarja, envy. Similarly, the speaker also has to be free of envy of the listeners. If the speaker is thinking that I'm better than them, I don't like them, I'm going to instruct them, that's also kind of envy. So if Matsarja, envy, is present, then we can't have proper Vaishnava association. We can't have proper Harikatha. We need to be simple. The fourth type of Hridaya Durbalja, weakness of heart, is Pratistha, or desire for fame. Raghunath Das Goswami, he's written a very wonderful book called Braj Vilas Stava, where she describes all the different pastimes of Krishna and Braj. The first verse in that book is Pratistha Rajubir Badham Kamadhyar Vatmapati Bihi Chittatu Sangarandastan Agare Pandamambataha. He says that I'm on the road to bhakti, but some highway robbers have come and stopped me. So he identifies those robbers, those thieves. He says that they're Kamadhyay Vatmapati Bihi. They're lust, anger, greed. These are the robbers on the path of bhakti. But they've come to rob me. Well, how can they rob you? You can fight back with them. No, I can't fight with them because they've tied me up. If you're tied up by some rope, then you can't protect yourself. You can't fight back against someone who's coming to rob you. What is those ropes that they're using? It's the ropes of pratistha, of pride and position. Don't you know who I am? I'm a big devotee. So this pride, this position, this is a very great stumbling block in devotion. If we start thinking that I'm better than other persons, that they should worship me, they should give their respect to me, then how can we advance? How can we be Trinada Pisanichina? Devotees who have this anartha in a seed form, they're the devotees who are hankering for position. If only I could be leader, I would solve all the problems in ISKCON Budapest. If you just put me in charge and I'll solve all the problems, just give me some respect, just listen to me. You're not listening to me. That's the problem. You all don't listen to me. But this is a kind of insanity, a kind of madness. Only a mad person, only a crazy person wants some position like that. How will you do your bhajan then? So many distractions are there. So many disturbances, so many difficulties. To accept the position, the service of being a manager is a great austerity. Think of it as the goal and as the symptom of advancement, that because I get a position and I can tell everybody what to do, that means I'm advanced. Our goal is Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, nothing else, Kevalam, only the holy name. That's what we want to do. We want to do bhajan. That's real advancement. The verse doesn't say pride position, pride position, pride position, Eva Kevalam. the same time, we offer all respect and all support, wholehearted support, to those devotees who've been given the service of being managers. Better them than me. And if we don't support them, then how will the institution go on? How will anyone have respect? If there's no respect for the leaders, how will the society function? So when these discussions are there in our Acharya's literatures, when they criticize the principle of Pratistha, it's not that they're giving us some statement that we take the book and now we use it as a hammer to hit all the temple presidents and all the leaders on the head, all to see you're bogus because you're a leader. These instructions from our Acharyas are meant for us. They're not meant for me to beat other people in the head with. This is my problem. I have such a desire to be worshipped and have such a strong desire to be respected and have a position and things. I need to work on my heart. It's not my business to go and chastise others and criticize them. The symptom of a Vaishnava is that he's adosha darshi. He doesn't see anyone's faults. A guru is that he's sarvadosha darshi. He sees all your faults and he chastises you like anything for them. It's the guru's business to chastise. And if we try to start chastising others, it means that I want to be guru. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Kalina Kalpatru, he sings one song, he says that guru abhimana tyaji. I reject this attitude that I'm guru. I'll never accept the attitude that I'm guru. Sadasa shitaki. I'm always going to be very firm in my conception. I'm always the disciple. I'm always going to remain the disciple of my guru. I'm not guru. That's the attitude that we have to have if we want to make advancement. That's known as sishya abhimana, the attitude of a disciple. If I give up sishya abhimana, the attitude that I'm a disciple, and start acting like guru, then how will Krishna give me any mercy? How will he be compassionate on me? Why will he show any mercy on me? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that we have to give up, we have to work in his Bhajan Rahasya. And he says that anartha kar, and he says a certain result of that is, so we're here in Jagannath Puri. Because Rath Yatra means that we want to bring Krishna before we go to attend Rath. Today we learned such a nice lesson. Going saw today how hundreds of people, armed with their new little broom, this ritual is like the institutions, like the people of the Gundicha Temple. What is the fruit of all that ritualistic ceremony? When we arrived there, we saw everything. When we went there, we saw, but you saw what happened when we started doing it? So there's a lesson here, a very powerful lesson. We want to take part in the Gundicha Marjana ceremony. We don't want to criticize the people who are going. Real Vaidhi Bhakti means. So if we don't follow those instructions, so this is our lesson here in Jagannath. We want to cleanse our heart of all the anarthas. We cleanse our heart, we cleanse the Gundicha temple. These are all of. So I think that this is our purpose. We came here for this reason. Shri Gundicha Marjana ki jai. Shri Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jai. Shri Madhurjara Saganaiti Murti Mahabhav Prakash Jagannath ki jai. Shri Jagannath Shri Balade Shri Mati Subhadramai Sudarshan Ju ki jai. Shri Vipralamba Ketra Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gop Prem Anandi Hari Hari.